好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天我们讲到的题目是逼迫加大了。
The sermon title today is The Persecution Has Intensified.
我们讲到以前有个祷告的时间，把时间交给神。
Before preaching, let's pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
谢谢你是那一位掌管宇宙万物的大主宰。
Lord, we thank you. You are the great Lord. You just have a sovereignty of the whole universe.
无论我们处在怎样的光景中，
No matter what kind of circumstance we're at,
我们是或是处在逼迫之中，
Either we're under persecution,
我们或是在家中享平安，
Or either we just stay home, just enjoy the peace.
你都是我们的主啊。
No matter what, you are our Lord.
也无论我们遭遇怎样的事情，
No matter what happened to us,
你都是那位掌管着生死的大君王。
You're the great king. You're in control of life and death.
我们有了你就什么都不用害怕。
When we have you, we don't need to be afraid.
谢谢恩主听祷告。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，逼迫加大了。
The persecution has intensified.
这个其实是个大概率的事情，对吧？
This is a high possibility.
只要你是一个敌基督，
As long as you're the Antichrist,
那么你对神儿女的逼迫一定会与日俱增的。
The persecution for you and to do to God's children will surely continue to increase day by day.
那而且是层层加码。
And just increase layer by layer.
这在历史的纵向以及时代的横向都可以是证明是如此的。
This has always been the case, both longitudinally and throughout the history.
所以说敌基督逼迫神儿女不需要理由，对吧？
Therefore, for Antichrist to persecute a Christian doesn't need any reason.
如果你要问为什么他会逼迫上帝的儿女呢？
If you ask how come an Antichrist will persecute God's children,
理由只有一个，因为他是敌基督，以基督为敌嘛。
It's just only one reason, because they're Antichrist.
我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
谁担谁的担子呢？
Who bears his burden?
埃及王对他们说，摩西亚伦，你们为什么叫百姓旷工呢？
The king of Egypt said to them, Moses and Aaron, why are you causing the people to stop working?
那么好吧，你们去担你们的担子吧。
Go back to your burdens.
那这里的担子是指什么意思呢？
What does the word burdens mean here?
指的是责任呢，还是后果呢？
Does it mean refer to responsibilities or consequences?
其实这一切都值得我们去思考的，对吧？
Of this, it's worth our reflection.
首先是担子与重担。
First, burdens and the loads.
加拉太书六章二节说，你们个人的重担要互相担当。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 2, bear one another's burdens.
六章五节又说，个人必担当自己的担子。
Well, in chapter 6, verse 5, each one will bear his own load.
那原文呢？一个是 bearers， 一个是fortians.
In the original Greek, and these are two different words, bearers and fortians.
意义是不同的。
Their meanings differ.
虽然它也有一些类似相近的含义。
Though they share a related sense.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
想一想，人生在世活的不过就是这两种担子啊。
Think about this. In life, we essentially carry these two kinds of burdens.
简言之就是彼此担负自己担不起的担子，对吧？
Simply put, we're to bear with one another the burdens that others cannot carry.
同时也当担起自己可担以及应当担的担子。
And at the same time, we're also to carry the load that we can and ought to bear ourselves.
这个在主日学的时间可以展开谈一谈，在这没时间谈了。
We can discuss further in Sunday school.
法老将以色列人担不起的担子强压在以色列人的肩头上。
Pharaoh forced upon the Israelites burdens they could not bear.
这件事在本质上是深深得罪神的。
And in essence, he sinned against God.
你欺压百姓，你是轻慢神的表现了。
And when he persecuted that God's people, he just treated God with contempt.
任何人都应该担当自己所当担的担子，对吧？
Every person ought to bear just don't the load that he himself should bear.
那么同时，任何人都不可加给他人担不起的担子。
Also, no one should lay upon others burdens they are unable to carry.
其次是谎言与是非。
Secondly, lies and the distortion of truth.
神将权柄赐给法老。
God gave Pharaoh authority.
本意是要法老按照公义的标准，怜悯的心，去恩待埃及的百姓呢。
God's intention is that for Pharaoh, he would treat the people of Egypt and especially the Israelites with justice and compassion.
而且是特别客居在埃及的以色列人呢。
And especially about the Israelites who just dwell in Egypt.
但是法老错将权柄，当作自己作威作福，欺压百姓的工具。
But Pharaoh just mistakenly used the authority as a tool for his own tyranny and to oppress the people.
特别是埃及王换了新王之后，他们就苦待以色列人。
Especially when they have that Egypt has a new king and he just dealt harshly with Israelites.
我们知道上帝借着约瑟将以色列人带到埃及四百多年，对吧？
We know that for more than 400 years, God just brought the Israelites into Egypt through Joseph.
上帝的本意是要法老恩待甚至厚待上帝的子民啊。
So God just intending that the Pharaoh would show kindness and even just abundant kindness to God's people.
从某种程度上来讲，上帝满恩待埃及法老王，对吧？
From certain point, actually, God is very gracious to Pharaoh.
他没有将以色列人搞到印度去啊。送到中国去啊，送到别的什么地方，哎，就是送到埃及去。上帝是对埃及人恩典满满的。
God did not send the Israelites to such as India or China. God sent them to Egypt.
甚至赐给埃及王一个恩典的机会，让他去厚待以色列人。
So God just gave that Pharaoh the gracious opportunity to be kind to Israelites.
你厚待神的子民呢，当然也就可以在神的面前蒙恩了嘛。
So you'll be blessed when you just being gracious to the God's people.
只是这个法老实在是不像话。
However, the Pharaoh is just going too far.
手中有权柄可以任意妄为还不算。
So when he has authority, he can just do whatever he wants and not just like that. Not only that.
还到处去造谣言。
The Pharaoh just spread rumors,
编造假新闻
and fabricated a false report,
制作大外宣
and produced a grand propaganda,
玩弄小内宣
and manipulated an internal messages.
不但要欺骗埃及人
so he just not only just sought to deceive the Egyptians,
连生活在埃及的以色列人也要愚弄
but also to mislead the Israelites living among them.
其实目的很简单。
His purpose is very simple.
他就是要拦阻上帝带领以色列人出埃及去旷野敬拜神这个目的，对吧？
His purpose to obstruct God's will in leading Israel out of Egypt.
要最后是交账与结果。
Finally, accountability and the consequences.
或者是交账与后果。
Or the accountability and also consequences.
神曾经借着约瑟在埃及做宰相，大家记得吧？
So you may still remember, and God just wants to let Joseph just be the prime minister of Egypt.
借着上帝赐给约瑟的智慧，也是在恩待了埃及啊。
So from the wisdom God just gave to Joseph, actually God is gracious to Egypt.
但是当有埃及的新王起来的时候，这些埃及人就成了白眼狼了，忘恩负义啊。
But when a new king arose in Egypt, he became ungrateful.
这一笔历史的旧账，埃及人是无法向神交账的。
This became a historical debt that the Egyptian could never settle before God.
同样，自古以来，所有逼迫教会的人呢
？Likewise, throughout history and the anti-Christ regime,
特别是那些欺压神子民的敌基督的政权呢
？Especially those anti-Christ regime that has persecuted the church.
在他们的政权这所有的整个年月年代过程当中，到头来是无法向神交账的。
With all those years, those antichrists, what they did, they just cannot give account to God.
上帝将他的儿女放在你权柄治理下的国家。
God placed his children under the authority of a nation.
目的是要向你们传福音，让你们认识神呐。
So that he may just bring the gospel to the nation and bestow blessings and grace upon it.
当然也借此也赐下了各样的福气与恩典呢。
Of course, God will just give all kinds of a blessing and grace.
Yeah, 但是敌基督的本性与神的赐福相背而去啊。
Yet the nature of the Antichrist runs contrary to God's blessings.
甚至毫无交集的可能啊。
No possibility of even intersecting.
等待敌基督的除了永死的后果不会有别的结果的。
For the Antichrist, nothing awaits but the consequence of eternal death. There is no other outcome.
特别是当有神的先知、有神的牧师、长老、执事、神的话语的传言人将神的道、将福音的道广传的时候，有耳可听的就应当听了。
Especially when God's servant just deliver God's message, whoever has ears, just please listen.
有的时候会直接向你宣告一个不信耶稣得死亡的福音呐、啊。
And sometimes you will hear this message, and if you do not believe in God, and you will have eternal death.
好，我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
剪草，砖不可少。
Bricks cannot be made without straw.
当敌基督的逼迫波及到与生计相关联的时候呢？
When the persecution of the Antichrist extends to matters related to people's livelihoods,
他就已经进入到一个诛心之后的卑劣手段了。
It becomes a vile method that strikes at the heart itself.
呀，你要信耶稣，你就连退休工资都没了。
If you want to believe in God, then you do not have your retirement benefit.
你要想讲真话，你的现在的工资也给你停掉了。
If you want to speak the truth, and then I'll just stop your pay.
如果你敢信耶稣的话，连一份工作你都找不到啊。
If you dare to believe in Jesus, and you will not find a job.
当敌基督的政权走到如此疯狂的这一步的时候，他离灭亡之日也就不远了。
When the Antichrist reaches such a level of madness, the day of destruction is not far off.
首先是偷减公料的阴毒啊。
First, the insidious act of secretly reducing materials.
我们知道三千多年的埃及是怎么建房子的呢？
So how did the people build a house 3,000 years ago in Egypt?
他们建房子当然用砖头来建嘛。
They used bricks to build a house.
那它这种砖是一种怎样的砖呢？
What kind of brick it is?
这种砖我们都知道是泥土所做的砖，对吧？
So the brick was made of mud.
通常是在河边取这种比较湿润柔软的泥土。
So these bricks were just formed by taking mud from the riverbank.
然后再从田里边取些草，将两者柔合起来，成型晒干。
And then just mixing it with straw collected from the fields.
呀，通常这个时候的埃及砖多为是一个日晒砖呢。
Usually, Egyptian bricks were the sun-dried.
你说有没有在窑炉里边去烧制的呢？
So if there's the one just like a kiln fire bricks.
坦率讲，那个时候埃及也有这种工艺和技术了。
They do have this kind of technology during that time.
但是埃及的木材奇缺啊，所以这种不普及。
However, because that they have this very few of the wood, therefore it's not just common.
呀，成本比较高，所以日晒砖是埃及的主要选项。
Due to the high expense, so sun-dried bricks were just therefore the main option in Egypt.
所以这样子的话呢，唯一使日晒砖产生结构力的，就是其中的稻草啦、麦草啦、芦苇啦等等各样呀草类的东西。
So in such bricks, the only thing that gave them structural strength was the straw, rice straw, wheat straw, reeds, and the like.
现在法老下令，突然间下令，以后停止供应这些草了。
When Pharaoh just ordered a supply of straw for brick making to be stopped.
这等于是釜底抽薪，过河拆桥了。
It was equivalent to pulling the rug out from under them.
当然，埃及有一条尼罗河，所以水草也是不缺的。
Of course, there's a Nile River, so they are not short of straw.
只是以色列人就要另外花时间去割这些草晒干，再打到砖里边去。
The problem is, in this case, the Israelites have to spend extra time and to get those straw.
那付上的时间成本、劳动代价就增加了嘛。
They need to spend extra time, pay a higher cost, and spend more labor.
其次是无米之炊的陷阱啊。
Secondly, the trap of cooking without rice.
为什么这么说呢？
So why do we say this?
因为法老停止供应草，但是砖的数量却一点不能少，这叫什么？这叫刁难啊。
Because when the supply of straw was stopped and the number of bricks still could not be reduced, and this is what, so this is just called the deliberate harassment.
记得2007年我们教会短宣去北京。
I remember 2007, our church, we went to Beijing for a short mission.
Yeah, 那一天，那一天主日聚拜刚好是北京的西安教会金明日牧师他们的教会成立，就是那天成立的。
And that day is a day, and the Zion Church from Pastor 金明日, the church established on that day.
Yeah, 我们记得那个地方是一个商业中心吧。
I remember that place, it's like a business center.
不知道我忘了是二楼还是三楼的这么一个地方。
It's like a second or third floor in the building.
旁边好像是个洗浴中心，还有一些其他的不同的 facility， 那我们就到他那里去聚会去。
So next to the, this building, there's other like a business building, and we just went to their place to worship.
听说不久呢，这个洗浴中心就不再租地方给西安教会了。
And we just heard that the landlord just later no longer just lease the location to them.
这老板受到政府的威胁，当然就不敢租了吧。
Because the owner was threatened by the government, so he just dare not to lease the place to the church.
那作为敌基督政权，以为这样就可以拦阻以色列人出埃及啦。
So with the Antichrist, they thought with their authority, they can just hinder the Israelites to leave Egypt.
甚至以为西安教会应该从此就一蹶不振了。
And or even that a Zion church would be silent and cease gathering.
最好全国的基督教从此不再聚会了。
And the best is that in this case, and the Christian church, and from now on, all in whole nation just would not be able to gather.
哪里晓得不到二十年。
Yet in less than 20 years,
西安教会已经在全国各地有几十间教会了。
Zion Church has already established dozens of congregations across the country.
会友也几万人了。
And the church members like a couple hundred thousand.
Yeah, 我想起，2011年、2012年这几年，我也去就是。从07年到12年之间吧。
So from 2007 to 2012.
我也差不多时不时到北京去去各个不同的教会去服侍了。
So during those years, I went to Beijing to serve.
人大有一个教会。
And there's a church in
人民大学有一间教会。
University, 人民大学。
People's University.
People's University.
Yeah.这间大学有一间教会呢，它也是同样的情况。
So this church and they have a church, however, just face the same situation.
他们在一个几楼我也忘了，反正楼上一个住宅区的某一个单位里面聚会。
They just have a fellowship in just one of the residential area.
那天他们聚会的人数是八十九人。
And that day, there are 89 people have a fellowship.
结果过了一会儿，就看到从门口进来一个稍稍上了一点年纪的人。
And then, and we later, and there's a man just a little older age and came in.
就那天刚好我讲道。
And that day, I preached.
然后讲完道以后，那个人就过来跟我谈话。
So after preaching, and this man came to talk to me.
他说我就是这一个区的派出所的所长啊。
And he said, "I'm the person just in charge of this the residential location."
就凭你是从美国从海外回来的这个牧师传道人，我就给停止你们教会的聚会啊！
Just because you just came overseas from other country to preach, and I can stop this church's worship.
我就站立起来对这个所长说：“所长，我要谢谢你啊！”
So I stood up and I just told this. This man, I said, well, I want to congratulate you.
我说海外教会就缺乏中国大陆教会的这一份有逼迫的恩典的。
And I said, overseas church, we're just short of the persecution, just like in China.
欧美的教会相对来讲都比较舒服，比较安全，比较安逸了。
And I said, in U.S. and Europe, the country, the church are just more just like easygoing.
大多数西方国家的教会。 呀不太多受到这种宗教政治的逼迫了。
And I said, because the Western Church, they do not have this kind of a persecution.
那派出所所长说，哎，那为什么有逼迫还成了恩典呢？
Therefore, the police station, this man, he just said, how come? And you said it was a persecution, it is a blessing.
我就跟那个所长说了。
So I told him.
我说所长，你知道吗？
And I said, do you know?
教会就像是一个篮球。
And I told him, church, it's just like a basketball.
如果你不去拍打它呢？
If you don't hit the ball,
它就放在篮球场的某一个角落。
And the ball was laid on the corner on the ground.
放得久了，这个篮球就会没气了。
And a day's by, and then the ball will out of the air.
到最后的结果，这个篮球就干瘪下去了。
And at the end, and the ball just out of the air.
教会也是一样的。
Same as church.
教会有的时候。如果缺乏你们这种逼迫呀
，Sometimes when church has no persecution，
也容易因为安逸而毫无生气呀。
And the church may be just because of the life is so easy and they just do not have the active life。
但这个篮球只要你去拍打它
，However, if you just hit this basketball，
它就会形成一场比赛。
You'll become like a game.
就会生出很多的人气来。
And will just produce a lot of the people.
那么福音就有机会广传了。
In this case, and the evangelism can be spread out.
你在这里一逼迫这间教会。
Once you just persecute a church.
我一回到美国去，全球都知道了。
When I go back to the U.S. and the whole world will know about it.
全球基督徒都开始为这间教会祷告。
And all the Christians over the world, we will just pray for this church.
我说你知道吗？
And I said, do you know?
耶稣基督说，有两三个人奉我的名在那里祷告，我就与你们同在。
Jesus Christ said, if there is like two or three people, just pray in Jesus Christ's name, and Jesus will be with us.
什么是教会啊？
So what is church?
有主同在的圣徒相聚会就是教会了。
So with all the saints gathered together, and that is church.
今天这个教会加上你是九十人。
Today, the church includes you. It's 90 people.
你一旦拆散这间教会
，Once you just scatter this church，
马上的裂变成三十个教会。
Pretty soon it will just become like 30 churches。
两三个人，神无所不在的与他们同行。
So every two to three people just form a church，
然后一同奉主的名去祷告。
So they just pray to God in Jesus Christ's name，
敬拜赞美
，worship and praise God。
三十间教会就出来了。
Now and then, the 30 churches were just formed.
你说所长，我要不要谢谢你啊
？Therefore, now, sir, should I just thank you?
我以后不讲你的名字，但是我以后走到哪里，我都要讲你这一件事情，因为你实在是成为上帝国度的一个促进者，一个蓬勃者，一个兴旺者。我要谢谢你。
I will not just say your name. I'll just say about this thing what happened, and I want to thank you.
后来这个所长说：“哎呀，这样子，那我可千万不要。”不要给你们教会压力了。
So then this officer said, "Okay, in this case, I will not persecute a church."
然后我也跟他讲，哎呀，糟糕，我怎么泄露天机了呢
？And I said, "Oh, should I just release a secret?"
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
呀，以色列人因为做不出砖而受罚。
The Israelites would be punished just for not being able to make bricks.
表面上是因为法老停止供应草，对吧？
The service reason is because the Pharaoh just stopped supplied at the straws.
Yeah, 但是法老控告以色列人的理由是什么呢
？But the reason the Pharaoh just accused the Israelites was
是跟他自己做的这些恶事无关的。
Actually, it seems to have nothing to do with his evil deeds.
往往是一些道德捆绑。
It was just like a moral just a pretext.
他会说以色列人懒惰。
He claimed that the Israelites were lazy.
呀，甚至呢是引申到敬拜神了。
He even extended the accusation to their worship of God.
他就对埃及人说了。
So he said to the Israelites, "The
Egyptians." 他看呐，这些人拿去祭祀神为由，懒惰、偷懒、不做工啊。
So Pharaoh said, "See how they twisted God's worship into an excuse to shrink, to shirk work."
这都是敌基督的惯用手段了。
So these are their habit for the Antichrist to do.
最后是拦阻敬拜的族类。
Finally, obstructing the worshiping community.
今天的敌基督也是如此吧。
Today's Antichrist acts in the same way.
对，西安教会的牧师、传道人等控告。
So when accusing the pastors and ministers of a Zion church,
他也是避免用宗教迫害的罪名了。
Same, they just avoid using charges of a religious persecution.
乃是用其他下三滥的手段了。
And instead, resort to other underhanded tactics.
比如说，他会说：“哎呀，你们犯了非法利用信息网络罪。”
Such as that a legion just crimes of illegal use of information networks.
呀，你们没有参加三自嘛，自己就自己聚会，所以非法经营罪。
Because you did not just join the three self church, therefore you're just illegal, just business operation.
那弟兄姐妹有十一奉献，哎，你诈骗罪，对吧
？And brothers and sisters, they do the tithing. They just say, "Oh, you did the fraud."
我记得十来年前吧。
I remember about 10 years ago.
呀，中国的三自教会。
And the three self church.
就带个队到北美来开展一个圣经展呐、
啊。They just let a team to come to the North America, just have the. Bible exhibitions.
呀，随行的人当然包括宗教局啊、统战部啊、安全部等等这些官员都在其中了。
So those officers came together. They also include the Religious Affairs Bureau and the United Front Work Department.
他们到北美四处去举办圣经展。
They came to North America just have the Bible exhibitions.
这是司马昭之心，路人皆知了。
It's just that the mindset people all know about it.
目的就是想欺骗美国人，让人以为中国真的有宗教自由。
And they're just with the purpose of deceiving Americans into believing that China had religious freedom.
这是我们德州浸联会的某些牧师们、传道人们也是糊涂了。
However, some pastors in our Texas Baptist Association, they're just kind of not.Alert enough.
Yeah, 也与这些敌基督的代表勾肩搭背，内外勾结了。
They colluded with this representative of the Antichrist.
他们甚至成了敌基督的帮凶啊。
They even just became just like a, just become the accomplices to the Antichrist.
Yeah, 这些三自的人，三自教会的主席啊、副主席这些人来到达拉斯，这些人就与他去包饺子啦。有一个所谓的团契啦，貌似是主内的彼此相爱啦，难道这么浅显的道理你也读不懂吗
？So when a leader from the three self church came to North America, and those pastors just they have fellowship together, just do the dumpling and all kinds of those kind of things.
敌基督的本性就是以上帝为敌呀、啊。
The nature of Antichrist is just go against Christ.
邪恶怎么可能生出圣洁来呢？
How could evil just produce that the holiness?
Yeah, 他们有意无意也成了敌基督的帮凶啊。
And therefore, just intentionally or unintentionally, they just became just like accomplices to the Antichrist.
他们与法老的行径是一样样的。
Their actions are no different from those of Pharaoh.
都是打着祭祀神的旗号来拦阻神儿女去敬拜神。
They use the banner of worshiping God to obstruct God's children from worshiping Him.
求神怜悯了。
May God give His mercy.
帮助属灵的领袖能有圣灵的带领，有圣经的智慧。
May God just help the spiritual leader have the guidance from the Holy Spirit and also God's wisdom.
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
何为虚谎的言语
？What are false words?
好，我们看第三点，何为虚谎的言语？
What are false words?
敌基督逼迫神儿女的手段，无非是以虚假为本嘛。
The methods by which the Antichrist persecutes God's children are nothing more than being just rooted in falsehood.
以虚谎为标
，marked by lies.
以贼喊捉贼为手段，迷惑神的儿女及天下百姓。
And using the tactic of the thief Christ, stop the thief.To deceive God's children and all people.
自古以来都是如此，从没改变过的。
It has never been changed since the history.
首先，逼迫是逼迫者的本事。
First, persecution is the very nature of the persecutor.
我们可能想不通啊。
We may not understand it.
就是这些敌基督们的愚昧到怎样的地步？
So, but such is the foolishness that is the Antichrist.
难道他们真的不知道吗
？Don't they really? Do they really not know?
基督是谁呀、啊、
？Who is Christ?
他可是创天造地的主宰啊
！He's the Lord who created heaven and earth.
你们的愚昧当是怎样的级别啊
？How foolish then must these people be?
连上帝的儿女都不放过
And yet they just do not spare even the children of God.
摩西的身上是带着神的权柄与大能的呀。
Moses carried God's authority and power.
教会所传讲的福音本是神的大能啊。
The gospel preached by the church is in itself the power of God.
这个大能是要救一切相信的呀。
Capable of saving all who believe.
你们如果不知道，你至少可以略略的读一读圣经啊。
If you don't understand, at the very least, you could read the Bible.
圣经可是神的话语啊。
Bible is God's word.
你只要一起读神的话语。
Once you read God's word.
你可能就会充满神的大能大力啊。
And you will be full of the God's power.
神的话语是可以翻天覆地改变人心的啊。
God's words are able to overturn the world and transform human hearts.
圣经说神的事情原显明在人的心里。
The Bible said the work of God are evident within the human heart. 虽
是眼不能见。
Though invisible to the eyes,
但借着所造之物就可以晓得。
They can be perceived through creation.
我就想问多一句。
I want to ask you.
问这些敌基督们。
I want to ask the Antichrist people.
这些愚昧到极致的人。
So the one who's foolish at the end.
你们是否还要继续逼迫神的儿女呢？
Will you continue to persecute God's children?
难道你不想想你的后果吗？
Do you want to think about your outcome?
其次。欺压是欺压者的习惯。
Secondly, oppression is the oppressor's habit.
我们发现千百年来有一个现象。
We just noticed a phenomenon just from the 1,000 years.
仿佛也成了一个规律了。
Since it has become just like law.
敌基督一旦拥有权柄。
Once the Antichrist gains authority.
就会将历史倒进了。
They will just attempt to reverse history.
将风帆拉满。
And set full sail.
Yeah, 驶向无知的未来。
And steer toward an ignorant future.
见到软弱可欺的。
So when they see the weak one.
遵行主道的。
And the one just will follow God's truth.
爱人如己的。
And those who love others as themselves.
这些属于敌基督的欺压者的神经就如同充满了电。
In this case, the oppressor's nerves just are electrified.
释放出扭曲的信号。
Sending out a twisted signals.
播放出地府的恶语凶音。
And broadcasting words of the hellish malice and these words.
目的是要令人感到害怕。
And their goal is to just make people have fear.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这一切不过是敌基督们的习惯。
So this is simply the oppressor's that habitual behavior.
我们不需要害怕的。
We need not be afraid.
一个心中有主的人。
A person whose heart is with the Lord.
一个真心相信耶稣基督的人。
A person who truly believes in Jesus.
其实找不到害怕的理由的。
He has no reason for fear.
也没有惧怕的时空啊。
Nor is there a time or a place for dread.
欺压者所说的连一句真话都没有。
So not a single word spoken by the oppressor is true.
我们可以发现，凡是打着人民的旗号
，any who act under the banner of the people，
还扛着党国的招牌
，or carry the flag of the party and the state，
不过是化了妆的欺压者来做他们所习惯的恶事。
Those are merely oppressors in disguise, carrying out their habitual evil.
最后。谎言是敌基督的话术。
Finally, lies are the antichrist's rhetoric.
呀，以色列人一听说他们以后没有草了。
When the Israelites heard that they would have no straw.
而且还要打同样数目的砖，就感到惧怕。
But still had to make the same number of bricks, they feel afraid.
而且敌基督非常善于说一些威胁的话语。
Moreover, the antichrist is very skilled at speaking threats.
如你们昨天今天为什么没有照向来的数目来做砖呢？
They just saying things like, why didn't you make the required number of bricks yesterday and today?
为什么你不去完成法老给你们的任务呢？
Why haven't you finished the work that required by the Pharaoh?
其实以色列人只需要说真理的话就好了。
In reality, the Israelites only needed to speak the truth.
就告诉他们耶和华以色列的神是这样说，容我的百姓去，在旷野向我守节。很简单的一句话。
Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, let my people go so that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness.
那埃及人如果问 你说的这个以色列神是谁啊？
If the Egyptian asks you, who's the God of the the Israel.
这所有以色列人都知道的呀。
And all Israelites, they know that.
耶和华是我们亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神呐。
The Lord is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
如果想支持摩西一下呢
？If they want to just also support Moses,
可以加多一句话。
You can add one more sentence.
也是今天向摩西启示要我们出埃及的神呐。
And also, He's the God who today reveals Himself to Moses.
所以你不要再撒谎了。
Therefore.Stop lying.
你不要再来跟我说谎言了。
Stop saying the lie to me.
因为我们在埃及打砖的苦难即将要结束。
For the suffering of making bricks in Egypt is about to end.
呀，埃及人可能说，你不知道我们法老不让你去，怎么能走呢
？And Egypt, the Egyptians said, "Don't you know that how can you leave without that with the?"
以色列就可以告诉埃及人，我们耶和华说让我们走，我们一定会走的。
You can tell the Egyptian when.God says we can go and we are able to go.
今天敌基督的人也会对属上帝的儿女说：“你们不可以聚会啊。”
So today, an antichrist will speak the same and to the Christians say, "You just cannot worship God."
你们参加不参加三次教会就不可以自己聚会啊。
You cannot just worship together if you do not participate. Join the threes of church.
属上帝的儿女可以怎么跟敌基督政权讲呢
？So how would God's children respond to them?
请问我顺服神和顺服人，我应该做哪一样呢
？So obey God or obey human. So which one should I do?
属神儿女向上帝发出敬拜和赞美是神儿女的权利啊。
It is the God's children. They're just right to worship God.
也是上帝的命定啊。
Also, it's God's command.
啊，你不要再跟我撒谎了。
Do not lie to me anymore.
以为不去三次就不可以敬拜神，这是谎言的。
Don't just lie to me that if we don't go to three times church, we cannot worship God.
你说我们这个党是很伟大的党啊。
And you say our party is a great party.
不但伟大，而且光荣，而且什么都正确啊。
Not only great, also just glorious, and everything is right.
甚至还要向世界去指明方向啊。
Also want to just give direction to the whole world.
你就可以告诉他，唯有耶稣基督是道路、真理、生命，谁都不可以去抢夺神的荣耀。
And you can just tell him that the only Jesus Christ is the way to pass in life.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
逼迫加大的日子。
The days of intensified persecution.
它是必然会伴随着我们属灵生命成长的日子来到我们生命当中的。
And it's that they are inevitably accompanied by the days of growth in our spiritual life.
因为神说了，我们的日子如何，力量也必如何呀。
God has said that as our days are, so will our strength be.
唯有耶和华才是我的力量啊。
Only the Lord is my strength.
他是我的高台，是我杯中的份。
He's my fortress and the portion of my cup.
有了主还要什么呢
？What more do we need when we have the Lord?
有主与我同在，逼迫又算得了什么呢
？With the Lord with us, what can persecution do to us?
哈利路亚，感谢主。
Hallelujah, praise Lord.
我们去祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
埃及的法老王又算得了什么呢
？So what can we see from this Pharaoh of Egypt?
他哪里有权柄去拦阻神儿女在旷野中去敬拜神呢
？How can he have this authority to hinder God's people to worship him？
自古以来，所有的敌基督政权又算在了什么呢
？Since the history and all those that authority of antichrist, so what can they be？
他们所有拦阻神儿女敬拜神的诡计是不可以得逞的。
All the texts say that what hinder God's children to worship God, they cannot just fulfill.
因为神是不可轻慢的。
Because God cannot be mocked.
你若是如此的疯狂。
If you just want to just go crazy like this.
你也必快快的灭亡了。
And pretty soon, you will be perished.
主耶稣，求你今天带领和帮助我们。
Lord, please just guide us today.
我们愿意一切的荣耀颂赞归给你。
May all the glory and the just praise be yours.
求主就继续的带领我们吧。
May God continue to guide us.
帮助我们吧。
Help us.
与我们同在。
Please be with us.
赐力量。
Give us strength.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.